Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good point.
I think it changes. Like, I think at one time for Atlanta, you could have chosen between Smoltz, Glavin, or Maddox.
So I think we've established right here, unless you're an all-time, like, future Hall of Famer.
That's what I'm saying.
The pitcher can't be the face. It just can't. And Scooble's probably on that trajectory after winning a Cy Young last year, looking like he might do it again this year. Like, yeah. Unless you're that dude, you can't be the face.
It's very difficult.
It's very difficult.
That's why I call Lincecum the unicorn. It's trying to replicate what he is. It's just, you're always going to fall back.
Right. And then even like guys like him, like Vida Blue, as you referenced
Vida
yesterday.
Blue,
he was in it with the
Doc
A's
Gooden.
And the Giants. Doc Gooden. It's good ones
like
there.
Young Roger Clemens, it was a phenom, an absolute phenom. Wade Boggs was that team. You know what I mean? Like when I think of that team, looking back on it, when he went to Toronto, you know, he was just a player on Toronto. There were many great players on that team. And then he went to the Yankees, and he wasn't their number one star on the Yankees. It was Jeter. Jeter was the face of that team.
Right, and then you had Jeter, you had Mariano Rivera as the closer right there.
Yeah, the core four.
You had so many legends on those teams. God, they were so damn stacked.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Speaking of stacked right now, I don't know if I consider the Giants roster stacked per se, but if Willie Adames gets it going, Joe, as soon as Rafael Devers gets here, like, we asked Dave Fleming, voice of the Giants, our Giants insider. If you missed any of that interview, find it on the Odyssey app or on YouTube. He joined us last segment. Really good stuff there from Flem. And you know, I had an open ended question to him because I wanted him to answer it, and I didn't want to put, like, you know, I put him on like the spot, but he's got to take pressure off Willie Adames. This acquisition of Rafael Devers, like, clearly the guy was pressing for a few months. He's the highest paid player in the history of the franchise, and all of a sudden, he's not. Rafael Devers is going to be the highest paid player in the history of the franchise now, which is crazy.
Is this the largest contract ever, like, move hands in the Bay Area?
Ooh, it has to be, right?
I can't think of another contract this large to get moved.
No, it's easily
and absorbed by one of the teams locally.
No, definitely here, like, because this is like a Dodgers kind of a move, or like a Yankees, like absorbing like salaries.
Yes.
In the NFL,
was it Adrian Gonzalez, Carl Crawford? What was the big one that the Dodgers absorbed many years ago?
It was definitely Carl Crawford.
Was it David Price?
Hold on, let's see.
David Price, Carl Crawford. I loved Carl Crawford for a long time. And I want to say it was Adrian Gonzalez, but I could be wrong. He might not have been a part of that deal, but it was like 200.
He was part of that 2012 deal, Gonzalez. So I think it was Gonzalez, it was Josh Beckett, and it was Carl Crawford were the headliners of that.
Not David Price.
No, Price was part of the Mookie Betts trade.
Price was part of the Mookie Betts trade. Okay. I got him confused. Okay.
Crawford, Adrian Gonzalez.
Red Sox have sold off so many pieces to the Dodgers, you know.
It's true.
This that was that same year in 2012. August 25th, 2012. Gonzalez, Crawford, Beckett to LA.
Wow.
And the Dodgers sent first baseman James Loney.
Yeah.
Remember him?
James Loney.
That's a name you haven't heard in a minute, right?
Yeah.
Minor leaguers, Alan Webster, Yvonne De Jesus. And two players to be named later, which were pitcher Ruby De La Rosa and outfielder Jerry Sands. None of those guys were
named. Dodgers also got Nick Punto out of
the A's legend. There you go.
All right.
Nick Punto. And about $11 million in cash from Boston while shedding more than $250 million in salaries.
Wow.
Through 2018.
Wow.
Shout out Magic Johnson. There you go.
The McCourts. Ah, there was a time in my life where I loved the McCourts for what they represented for Dodger futility.
Again, we're talking about ownership here, putting money where their mouth is. They're doing that with the Giants. They're doing that with the Warriors. And you know they've been doing that in San Francisco as they had to shed some salary, but they've been willing to pay, man. They locked up all three of their captains, if you will. Purdy locked up. Kittle locked up. Fred Warner locked up. You've already gotten Nick Bosa on a contract. You've gotten Christian McCaffrey on a contract. You, Diamond Lenore, one of your young guys that you're banking on in the future. They have done so damn well here in the Bay Area when it comes to locking up these guys. It's honestly refreshing because you could say, and you might scoff at it, some people might, but the Niners, I think, are still contenders next year. And if you don't think they're Super Bowl contenders or, you know, NFC contenders, that's fine. I think they're still there. Warriors are contenders in the Western Conference. I do believe that next year. Now, would I pick them to win it all? Probably not, but they're in the conversation to win the West still. Absolutely. And now the Giants, I mean, we just heard from Dave Fleming, and I get it. People are going to say, oh, he works for the team. He's biased. Yeah, he'll tell you he's a little biased, but also, like, Dave's a realist. I don't think he just says things flippantly like, no, this team's a World Series contender.
Well, last year we asked him similar questions, and he said, no, you have to make the playoffs. He didn't even go to, like, contender, champion. He's like, no, you have to make the playoffs. Otherwise, we're going to blow this thing up.
Right.
And he ended up being right.
Like, missing the playoffs at this point would be a disappointment. That would be it feels like a failure. After doing this acquisition, all that money you spent on Chapman and Adames, you have Robbie Ray pitching like a Cy Young, you have Logan Webb pitching like a Cy Young, you got Birdsong out there balling, Roop's been pretty damn solid, Verlander, we'll see, he's been okay if he can stay healthy. And then you don't even make the playoffs, that would be, feels like a disaster would have happened.
Well,
right?
They're going to need Verlander to be better, period.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be better. He pitched better than his numbers, but his numbers weren't good at all. So we're not talking about, you know, a guy that's been a net positive. He's going to have to do his thing. And if not, then I think you are going to have to go down into the AAA and get a look at what Carson Wisenhunt has, who's a name that we're probably going to hear more and more about now that Harrison's gone.
So Verlander's scheduled to start tomorrow. 52 innings pitched this season. He's given up 52 hits. He's a 4.33 earned run
average.
What's
he, 0-1? 0-2?
0-3.
0-3.
Doesn't have a win.
Yeah. Well, he had a no decision that he should have won. Another no decision that I believe that they came back and won that game. So, you know, whatever. We'll see how it goes. So, I think him being good from now through July, through August, through September is extremely important.
At minimum, Joe, what are you looking for the Giants to do expectation-wise? Like, do they just
keep winning series like they've been doing?
I'm saying the totality of the season, because, again, we're talking about pressure and expectations.
Oh, I want
to make a move like
playoffs.
Devers, you have to be in the playoffs. At the very least.
I want to be in the playoffs. There's
win
no
a series?
But they need to add to what they have. Like, Devers is a great start, and we're talking big picture in the next couple of years, no doubt. For this year's team, like, okay, what are we doing at second base? All right, is Schmidt and Fitzgerald, are they up to the task? Let's see over the next couple of weeks. And that's why I love the timing of this deal, because it gives you an extra month to kind of figure out what else you need.
I heard what Dave was saying, like ingratiating himself and like, you know, taking these, just being a DH going forward. We're really not going to put Devers at third base while Chapman's out. We're just not going to like contemplate that. Why not? Are we all scared because if Chapman comes back and there's going to be some drama there?
That might be an element of it, but Schmidt's a good defender.
Okay, but like Devers clearly wants to play third base, and he's our best hitter.
Yeah, but we have a hole at other positions, and defensively, like, you've got to be good enough. Like, this is one of the
Devers is.
Yes.
He's that poor.
Yes.
Okay.
Range, arm, lots of different things.
Okay. He's that poor, then. Are they going to tell him that? Like, are they, like...
Look, we've got a bunch of sinker ball pitchers, right? So, Hayden Birdsong, Logan Webb. Obviously, you got guys that are throwing cutters. You're going to get a lot of ground balls. You just are. And so, if your defense isn't good, especially at third base, like, you're giving up a lot on this team in this ballpark.
I guess what I'm asking is, you know, let's say Casey Schmidt continues to be pretty damn good at the plate. Fitzgerald, you don't know. Like, I'm looking at Casey Schmidt to be like my second baseman potentially down the road there, Joe.
That's definitely something I'm open to.
And I would like him to get those reps now potentially while Chapman's out, have Devers in there, you know, appease whatever, you know, drama he had in Boston. He's like, here, we'll have you at third base right now. Chapman's going to come back. We'll figure it out when he comes back. But let's get Casey Schmidt at second base. Let's start working this thing going. Is that too much? Is that too early to be thinking about these things?
I'm never going to say no. Like, you never know what a season's going to behold. Like, the other day, Casey Schmidt hits one off his foot. What happens if the same thing happens with Christian Koss, who was playing third base after him, right? Like, so you'll never say never. That's how we ended up with Lamont Wade Jr. in the outfield for a short period of time just a couple years ago. Like, things happen, and you're going to have to adapt and kind of figure it out. So I'll never say never, but I think right now I'm going to go defense in the corner spot over offense. But if it's like a, you know, make it or break it situation, boy, that Devers is not getting himself off to a strong start.
Well, I'm not saying that, real quick. I want to be clear. I'm not saying he's going to have, you know, he's going to be pissed off. He's going to be, you know, being a locker room cancer, if you will. I'm not saying that at all. I just think it's interesting that the guy's been wanting to play third base, clearly, the position that he's won at a high level.
Well, no, they said third base because they put Trevor Story at second base and they had someone else playing shortstop. And so it was, for them, they had invested money into Trevor Story to play short. He kept getting hurt. They moved him to second base. So, like, I think it's bigger than just for that team. They had some things like the Giants. Like, Adames is locked into short. Chapman's locked into third, right? That's kind of how this setting is. Well, they did that over there.
Okay. I guess my question then would be, are we sure we have to lock in? I know Fleming said as much, like Willie Adames is locked into shortstop and Chapman's locked into third base. I hear that. For now.
Okay. Until they're not.
Until they're not. That's
Cal
all
Ripken Jr. played shortstop until he moved over to third.
Okay.
Right? You know, so like that's, I never say never, you know, especially on a team that wants to win. Like, great example. Hey, we got Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I'm throwing out crazy hypotheticals.
That's a crazy one, yeah.
Right? I'm just throwing out a crazy hypothetical. He's going to play first base every day. All right, Devers, figure out second.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's why I keep throwing out this second base thing. And I don't think for this year, I just think long term, if Bryce ends up being that guy at first base and defensively starts to make strides, you have to be open to anything.
Right. Keith Law, who joined us in the 7 o'clock hour, he talked about Bryce Eldridge. He actually thinks he's going to get called up here pretty soon to be a hitter for the Giants. And obviously, the, you know, downside of Bryce, whatever it is right now, it's not the bat. It is the defense. There's a lot of question marks there. Obviously, JT Snow, former Giant first baseman, a lot of those gold gloves, very elite defender at that position. He was working with Bryce in spring training. So that is something they're definitely having their eyes on. But again, as you're saying, things are subject to change. Bryce is subject to change to his position. You don't have to be married to that. Just because he's like 6'7", like, hell, Aaron Judge plays in the outfield. I don't think he's like amazing out there.
No,
well, he had some low lights in the World Series of all places, right?
Let me give you like an example of a player that I really like. He's under the radar in terms of like the Bay Area prominence. But do you remember Michael Young?
Yeah,
Michael Young was a really good player.
Rangers.
I believe he maybe didn't win a gold glove, but he definitely was a great hitter at shortstop. And then they brought up Elvis Andrews.
He had a gold glove award winning season in 2008. So, yeah.
So, was he at shortstop, though, when he won that?
That's a good question. I'll get it to you.
Because I remember him at shortstop, and they had Teixeira and Hank Blaylock. Remember, they had a bunch of
different... It was at a shortstop.
Yep. It was at shortstop.
Yeah.
And then Elvis Andrews came up, and it was like, all right, we're going to move you to third base. Yep. And he totally embraced that. And then they ended up, you know, getting Adrian Beltre, and so...
Well, he did, real quick on that, in 2009. I'm reading all that right now. This shout out Wikipedia.
So give it to me. What does it say?
The Rangers did not consult Young on this when it came to prospect Elvis Andrews going to shortstop and Young being moved to third. Young requested a trade. He subsequently rescinded the request, though. So he was pissed about it, too.
Yeah, but eventually he ended up getting moved from third base because they brought in Beltre. And then he just kind of became like a utility guy and yeah. I think played first base at time, but I could be wrong. My point being is that like good teams just kind of figure it out. Like you just figure it out and maybe the guy's ticked off today, but we move on down the line and things happen. Guys come up, they don't reach their promise. Guys get hurt. You trade people away. Like who knows? Like let's just take a deep breath. We'll figure it out. Michael Young was really good.
I'm looking at his stats
right now.
He
was really
good. One of those forgotten players. Batted 300 for his career, 2,300 hits. Obviously didn't have huge power, 185 home runs, but 1,000 RBIs. Guy was really good and consistent.
Well, and another,
to be.
Like another element that I'm thinking, and again, I'm thinking out loud here. It's like, well maybe Bryce Eldridge moves to the outfield.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I don't know. Like, he's 20. Like, we'll figure it out. Like, I don't know. And I think it's a good problem to have. And I just think anybody that's like obsessing about where someone's going to play and we'll just, everyone take a deep breath. Let's get the best bats in the lineup that we can. Let's try to not, you know, compromise our defense too much. And now it comes to Bob Melvin in these late game situations. If you do have some guys playing out of defensive spots, figure out a way around it and move guys around.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.